and blocked from building on it because people didn't want it next to them. Well, that's 50 acres of low-income housing we don't have. So the fact that we could have an opportunity to put 10 acres of duplexes here, it's not a crazy proposal. It doesn't clash terribly with the existing surrounding areas, especially given that there's commercial around it. So I'd ask that the panel please recommend to the County Commission to approve this, these duplexes, because we so desperately need them. And most developers aren't, they're just not interested. Most of my clients are developers. They're putting out resort-type buildings and developments around the lake or in places where they get a high volume of tourist traffic. They have no interest at all in putting up duplexes for people who can't afford more. And so I'm just grateful we found anybody who was interested in building this type of housing in the area, because so many folks have no interest in investing that kind of capital to build it for us. So I'd like you to please consider that, our desperate need for housing and the fact that we don't have very much low-income housing.
All right. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Todd, do you want to come back and respond to any of that, like runoff on for the one owner?
Yeah.
That'd be engineered, right?
Yep. I'll speak directly to the question concerning the runoff to the property to the east. That's where we're going to, you know, that water is eventually getting there anyway. We understand that if we add impervious, you know, rooftops, roadways, we're going to speed it up. So that's why we're putting a detention pond in. That's why we're following their requirements. It's not because it's cheap, because it's not going to be a cheap detention pond. There's a retaining wall because we're bound by, you know, the limits. We can't berm it up and berm it back down. We simply don't have the room to do that. So it's a concrete engineered retaining wall with an outlet control structure that'll slow the water down so it's less than the pre-developed flow. So that's the flow that occurs before any development occurs. So that water is still going to go across the property, but it's going to be over time and not all at once. I believe that addresses that area is heavily wooded back there. So as far as people getting on that property, I don't think that's going to be something that's real attractive. I'm sure, you know, it'll be fenced area too. So, you know, I didn't want to speak for my developer, but I think I was pretty sure he wanted to put like a wooden fence or privacy fence over there to prevent people from getting onto the property. And I will say, like, yeah, Bee Creek is a busy road. I mean, it's a busy road. It's just getting busier over time. I had a graph there that, you know, even though it's busy, it has been busy for the last 10 to 15 years, which has proven it was the peak was back in 2012 of over 8,000 vehicles per day. That road can handle a lot of traffic. It still operates at a level of service A, even with that 8,000 vehicles per day.
In your traffic study?
It was not ours. It was CJW's.
Was that two cars that you figured per building or per living unit?
I'd have to check with them. I can't speak to that work, but I would assume that's standard practice that they would account for two vehicles.
Per living unit.
Yep, correct. Yep, I'd have to look at their assumptions because it's open to interpretation, but yep. That's a great question, though.
So will the retention be built first before they start integrating?
Yes, that's correct. Yep. I believe that's required through Taney County. The pond has to be built in advance of the impervious surfaces.
So couldn't let water leave the site.
Yeah. Yep.
Since this is like the third time this has come before us, one of the other questions was closer to the homes on the lower area. We're restricting those to one level versus two level. Is that anything that, I don't know, can that be added, Scott, or no? That's really, from a zoning standpoint, that doesn't fly, right? It's not a conditional use permit kind of thing?
I recommend it to the county commission and have their attorney look at to see if it's a viable attachment to zoning.
I can just do it for you that way.
I mean, it's not many homes, but just that one. Yeah.
Oh, don't be on slab.
Some of them may have walkouts. It's because of the grades.
Yep.
Yep. Walkouts, crawl space, that type of thing. In a perfect world, they'd be on a slab, but, you know, it's... Yeah. They're coming harder to find, for sure.
Any more comments, questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves?
On your cost study, what do you anticipate for rent on, like, that single garage unit?
I'll let Mr. Cope, the developer, speak to that.
You've heard enough from me, I'm sure. We'll be comparable with Bee Creek Apartments, but
number?
We'll be duplexes, $1 a foot. So 1,250 square feet, $1,249 a month.
$1,200 or $1,500 a month.
Yeah, if they get it.
Because I heard somebody say something about low-income housing.
Yeah, when I heard that.
These are market rents. They're not low-income housing. I'm not doing an LAHTC. I'm not doing any government funding. It's private funding, market rents. But we don't want to go and overbuild the neighborhood. Everything on Bee Creek that surrounds my 10 acres is, you know, built in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. It doesn't do me any good to outprice my own customer. So I'll build them nice. But they'll be affordable. I like affordable housing better than low income. It just sounds a little nicer, rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah.
You said something before that you were going to retain ownership of all of these. Is that correct?
I would like to.
So that's not, you're going to, I mean, you could sell.
Well, obviously I can sell and I do sell. Right now I'm building vacation rental condos. I build it, I sell it, I spend the money, I'm out of work and unemployed and broke. I want to hold on to these for 10 years. In real estate, 10 years is the market where people like to go, okay, you've proven yourself, it's a good property, it's standing up to the test of time, you don't have 10 years of deferred maintenance, I'll buy your property. That's when you can, you know, this is my retirement, so to speak, that's when you would sell. So I'll be mowing the grass, I'll be caring for the pool and all the common areas, this is my project. I expect to be there for about 10 years.
And, you know, one thing he is putting in is a community pool for the area, too. I mean, that's something above and beyond what he has to provide for the development.
We'll have a pavilion with barbecue pits and tables. We'll have a fenced-in dog park besides the perimeter of the entire 10 acres just for security for our residents and the neighboring residents. We'll have the entire property fenced on the three sides. We'll also have a fenced-in dog park. So we'll have some, you know, for the amount that people will be paying for rent, we'll have some pretty good amenities.
Did you have any sort of deceleration lane or anything planned for the entryway? Or
we've talked about it. If you hold my feet to the fire and make me spend the money, I'll put it in. I don't think it's necessary. I don't know of any other turn anywhere on Bee Creek Road with an acceleration or a deceleration lane. I mean, I hate that everybody's worried about the traffic. One house, 30 houses, you know. I'm never going to win that argument. No traffic study is going to make everybody feel good about it. We all just drove 160 all the way in here. It's no bigger, no wider. There's no shoulder. It drops off into a ditch on both sides. Sometimes there's a guardrail. Sometimes they're not. You know, I mean, our county roads, they are what they are. I'll do whatever I can to improve the road out in front of Bee Creek. You know, we're going to put in a fire hydrant. It's the only fire hydrant I know of within a half a mile or more. Not our fire hydrant, public's fire hydrant. Every property, you know, within a quarter mile of us will benefit from that. Lower insurance rates. Better access for the fire department.
And I would just add, you know, some of the adjacent development is going to be more impactful on the surrounding Bee Creek Road than his development. Hence the RV park that's built, being built or being constructed just over to the west of that property.
Well, I think, you know, from my perspective, this has come before us and we approved it before. So I guess it's up to us if any new information has come our way to change our mind. And just so everyone in the audience knows, I think you've been through it before and understand that our approval is just a recommendation to the Taney County Commission, which ultimately made the last decision. So to me, it seems like we have enough information in front of us to either change our decision or stay with our decision and put it back on the Taney County Commission that made the decision to only stay R1.
So we passed versus R2.
We passed R2.
The commission.
We recommended approval
of R2.
Right. Went to the commission. And the
commission
changed.
Said keep it R1.
Keep it R1.
And I can't think of a good reason to convince the commission to change their mind.
That's where I'm headed. What's going to change?
Less units.
That's the only thing that changes density, correct?
Well, it changes the density of the units, but not the density of the people.
Yeah.
And you'll have less building, but more people.
Yeah, right.
So...
I think, I mean, it's up to us. We made a decision once. I don't, from my perspective, I don't know what, if there's anything that's changed my mind to go different than what we voted on last time. And let the county commission make their decision, not to pass the buck, but that's sort of, I think our role is to put before us what options there are. And put it to a vote and see how it goes.
One item to consider too in your decision is it's a lot easier to qualify for a person to get a rent instead of a mortgage, especially nowadays with basically for 20% down. A lot of people struggle putting the money together to get an opportunity to have an actual home that they purchase. So this kind of gets that opportunity for people that can't afford to get a house to where they can have a nice place to live for a three-bedroom, two, you know, which handles a lot of families around here, you know, two parents, two kids. So just wanted to make sure you're aware of that as well.
Anyone entertain a motion?
I want to, can I have an opinion?
Sure.
Okay. Single-family homes traditionally rent for more than half a duplex. Do you really think going to R2 is going to increase your retirement situation enough to be worth all the hassle?
On my side, the finances work better building duplexes. I'd rather rent duplexes than houses. I've rented houses in the past. I can't tell you why it's a headache for one, not the other. But I prefer the duplexes.
Okay.
And it's like you say, it's less structures, but it's more people. You know, I've been looking at cost to build. I haven't looked at an analysis of rents per square foot. I may make more on single family because they will rent for more. And I don't mean to turn down a dollar, but I'm not here to, you know, rent out granite and expensive furnishings and fixtures and, you know, get $3,000 a month, you know, for houses. I originally came with an R3 because I wanted to build apartments and be in that $799 to $999, which I know sounds undoable, and, you know, but it is. It's doable. I'd like to build something that people can afford to live in. And I know that sounds weird coming from a guy that's here to make money. But that's the reason I'm back here for a fourth time.